Unity of Farmington Hills, a powerful path for spiritual living.
Performance to Faith, you know, and her family and what she's going through with her son right now. It's all going to be blessed and divine and in perfect order, of course. But usually she's here with us. She's a big part of who we are. So we, you know, sing this for her. And it's interesting. You know, everything happens for a reason. I think today is very special, very different. You know, I work very, very hard to make all these videos that you guys see every week. And I did that. I put in a full week's work. And for whatever reason, didn't transfer over as it was supposed to. So we don't have the videos today. Now, for some of you, that may be like, thank goodness. For others, you may miss that. So anyway, I think what it is a message to just say that we're going to focus on the music today. We're going to focus on what we hear. We're going to open ourselves up to receive. And I promise you that you will be blessed.
Wonderfully said.
Please give an intro, yes. Mr. Carl Schluter.
So this song is called Dear God, Have I Told You Lately? As you know, we in this group like to take popular songs, and if they're filled with the right kind of feeling and lyrics, we just tweak them a little bit. I have to say, this song was perfect without tweaking it, but it didn't focus on God. It focused on two people, their love between them. So I stuck two words three times on the front of it, Dear God, Dear God, Dear God. So that gets your head in the right space, and now you're thinking from a point of, this is me and God. Okay.
Dear God, dear God, dear God, dear God.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
I love you.
Have I told you there's no one else above you? You do for the morning sun in all its glory,
glory
greets the day with hope and comfort too,
comfort too.
You do.
There's a love that's divine.
Reminds us that gratitude is a spiritual practice of seeing differently, even when life doesn't look the way we hoped. Good is still present beneath the surface. In unity, gratitude opens our awareness to the blessings already here and helps us recognize Spirit's faithful presence in both the easy moments and the hard ones.
Before we move on to the next song, I just want to say, I should have probably, everybody pretty much knows who everybody is, but in case somebody doesn't, I just want to say, Lauren Plant here, Carl Claes, Laurel Rausch right here, beautiful job on that song, Carl Schluter, Michael Berry, and Glenn Merrick on saxophone. Man. This also would have been the time that if Faith was standing here, she would have been singing her song. We have attempted, I think, three different times to put this song into our services. And so we're gonna find another spot for it. So Faith, when you're back, we're doing the song. We're gonna do something else though now.
All right, so you guys enjoying yourself? Okay, good. All right. A lot more to come. Just wanted to make sure you guys got a palate cleanser, ready to continue to enjoy the day. So this next song takes a familiar melody and gives it a new spiritual meaning. So in unity, in our unity version, every breath, every step, every joy, and every tear becomes a reminder that spirit is always present. So whatever life brings, divine love surrounds us, guides us, and moves us through every moment. So with every breath we take, may we awaken to the sacred presence that is already here.
Spirit's here with you. Every night and day, and every time you pray, every tear you cry, every whispered sigh, love is guiding you. Oh, can't you see? You're divine and free. Yeah. Spirit's here with you.
Redemption, resilience, renewal, rebirth. That's what it's all about, right? Whether dealing with the results of a decision that you made, a job that ended, or a relationship that changed, we're always entitled to a fresh start. A friend sent me this song over a year ago and said that she wanted to hear me sing this in church. It took me a while to be able to do it. I'll be honest, some of the lyrics still trigger feelings of guilt in me when I sing them, and it's not been until a couple months ago that I could even make it through the whole song without breaking down in tears. So I try to remember what Reverend Barbara Clevenger, the founding minister of Unity Farming Hills, liked to say. It may not be the same again, but it can be good again. My friends here are going to join me in the song Everything New by Daniel Namath, because we all deserve a fresh start. Even me, even you. Yes.
It will be good again. Not can be, it will be. It is.
Bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through crying. I'm through waiting. I'm through hoping against all hope. I'm through longing for something gone that'll never return. Think I've finally learned to bring it on. Everything. Thank you.
there'll be everything new.
We're going to lighten it up a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay, we hit some feels earlier. Now we're going to have a little fun. This is an original song, another original song.
Okay, this song, I wrote it as a fan of Jimmy Buffett. I decided, wouldn't it be cool if I dedicated a song to him? And wrote it in his style and his words and all that kind of stuff. So I did. And this is what we get. It's a song called This Time Is Oh So Special. Coconut and pineapple, drink it right up. Coconut and pineapple, eat them in some pie. Key lime pie makes blood sugar high. Eating fresh fish, well, my, 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 I tell you, let's enjoy what we love each other. Let's smile for this moment in time. That big old racing or bicycle riding down from a mountain from a very tall height. We can play cards when it's raining or snowing, snacking while we talk and washing it down, fishing if they're biting or napping if they're not. We got each other, each other's what we got.
Let's go. Go out and play something for fun. Let's enjoy how we do what we do now. Oh yeah. Look at all that we have done. Sailing and playing in the water.
Yeah.
This next song reminds us that faith isn't believing everything will always be easy. It's trusting that even on the broken roads, Spirit is still at work, transforming our struggles, revealing new possibilities, and bringing forth good we may not yet be able to see.
I just have to say, before Lauren says something about this song, I don't think he gave himself enough credit earlier. He has a tendency to unitize lyrics of songs that you would not normally expect, and he is extremely talented, and he's very humble about this. And the one we did, the Sting song earlier, it was all his doing. He changed the lyrics and made that song beautiful, and this one brought me to tears. So I just wanted to point that out, and then you can say what you're going to say.
Well, this is the alternate universe we're living in right now. There's a couple things that are happening here. Yes, the lyrics took a long time to kind of come together, especially in the phrasing of this original song. But this, I guarantee, is a first for a Unity service. So we've taken Metallica's The Unforgiven and given it an entirely new spiritual story. So the song is now titled, I Walk This Not Alone. What that does, that's going to take us into the wilderness with Jesus. So fully human, experiencing temptation, doubt, struggle, and choice, yet fully divine, grounded in a truth that could never be taken from him. So it reminds us that spiritual strength doesn't mean we won't be tested, right? It means remembering who we are when we are. So through every trial, the divine presence remains, and that truth sets us free. So this is I Walk This Not Alone.
Thank you. sing it with us.
You name the fear, I name the truth. So I walk this night alone.
Right? And can we give it up for Carl and Glenn on that solo? Man. Powerful, powerful.
Oh, it gets better.
So I'm gonna play a song that I wrote. It's a song I wrote many years ago, over 20 years ago now, and what I think is really interesting about my music is that it always comes back up in my life somehow. So I write from personal experience, and I think we all can relate to, at some point, many times in our lives, rediscovering who we are and going through a phase of not knowing who we are. And so this song is called Soul Searching. And yeah, it's back up in my life again, searching away. So. Oh, also before I play it, this was always a song that was just solo, and I never thought there'd be drums or backing vocals, let alone a sax solo. So we totally changed it, and it's just taken on a whole new life of its own, and I'm actually really excited about this. So thank you guys for doing this.
Thank you.
Shame. Thank you.
To quote Reverend Kelly, that was some sweet business. Okay, I think we're just going to have the ushers come out, and we'll just say the love offering together real quick. We do have one more song, and then we'll have our peace song and play it out. So. Thank you.
To your heart and just infuse love and light into them, and we're going to go ahead and affirm our love offering blessing together as that consciousness of God that we are, that they awakened in us. And then we'll have the song as the ushers do their thing, and then we'll come back and do the offertory celebration. So together, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Amen. Come on by.
Okay, you guys know this one.
We expect you to be singing along. Yeah. Just.
Oh,
with me.
Sing it to me.
We are unity. I got everybody with me.
Wow, that was some sweet business bringing out the Sister Sledge. Let's give them another hand. Woo! I'm telling you, the baddest band in unity in my eyes, right? We're going to have the ushers come on down, and we're going to go ahead and say our offertory celebration, and then we'll do our, do we got another song, or you guys? Prayer for Titan. So no more other, after that is another song?
And then there's one more.
There's one more.
Got it. Okay. Just wanting to say, this is their thing. So I'm going along with their thing. Amen? What'd you say, Lord? It's a send-off song. Okay. All righty. So I'm going to do my part, and then you guys will do your part. Thank you, God, for these gifts of love coming from hearts of love to bless this ministry of love. Together. Thank you, God, for your ever-increasing, unceasing flow of absolute good into our lives now. Amen, amen. Thank you, guys, and thank you, ushers. All right, so we're going to stand and do our prayer for protection, our peace song, and then after that, there's a send-off song. Amen? Woo! Did they light up your hearts today? Woo! Man, I am blown away. I don't think I've been at a music Sunday since I've been a minister here. It's different in person, I'm telling you. Woo, it's different in person. Oh, man, oh, man. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do the prayer for protection. We're going to go right into the peace song, and then we will have our seed and let them finish us off with a send-off song. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now our peace song.
So as we send you off, you can stand. You should stand. You should stand and sing with us. But if you feel moved, you can leave too. So it's totally fine. Whenever you want. This is just something we used to do a little more often. And so it's just a great way to send us out. It's a unity basic. And it is called We Let It Be. So first we're going to start is love. We start with love. I'll cue you as to what the next word will be.
Well, can we, one more second, yes. Then, if this is going to be that way you want to do it. I just want to mention, remember that we are having the gong meditation on Wednesday. I want to thank Julie's mother and family and friends for being here with us today. Make sure you all give them some love like we do in the unity way. And thank you, Phyllis, who is a music director, which is it, Indianapolis?
Unity of Bloomington.
Thank you, Unity of Bloomington. She wanted to connect with our music team, so she is here as well. And any other visitors watching or here, welcome. We love you, and you can't do anything to stop us. And I love you, too, and you can't stop me either. So we're going to have that closing song. Yes, ma'am. Unity blessing. Yes, let's bless the music team. Thank you, Reverend Melanie. We're going to bless the music team before we head out as well. Together, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. And I say thank you for sharing your Christ with us. All right, now we're ready.
Thank you.
And you will see the videos someday. So you have to keep coming back. So the next time we perform one of those songs, you'll get an extra treat.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to this Unity of Farmington Hills podcast. We hope this has encouraged you, inspired you, and uplifted you. If you are unable to attend our Sunday gatherings but would still like to support our spiritual community, visit our giving page, unityfh.com/donate.